your head on in bed.
Pillow. Well, in my case, it's two pillows in my head and one under my knees.
Yes. It's better for you. It aligns everything right. What would you put over that to protect it?
Pillow cover. Pillow slip or pillow cover.
Do you ever remember any of those being made out of flour sacks?
Yes, I do.
Did the flour sacks have floral designs on them to make them look pretty?
No, they were bleached out.
Yeah. How were feed sacks different from flour sacks?
The feed sacks were looser weave.
Brown?
Brown okay. And looser weave.
Did you have another name for those?
No.
If
gunny sack.
The gunny sack, okay.
Yeah, okay.
There's burlap bag and
I haven't used that for a long time, gunny sack.
Well, it doesn't look like you heard much livestock here. Yep. Okay, gunny sack is what I used to. And the clean thing worn in the kitchen to keep clothes clean. The thing.
Apron.
Can you remember the first time you got one of those machines that you could watch news programs on?
Yes.
And.
Is that window, was it, or something?
Right.
We used to stand in front of the furniture store and watch it through the window back when we were first married in 48. But the first one we got was when we moved to the Valley, and that was, I think, about 1953.
Mm-hmm. And did you... my parents did this. Did you hold off on getting color, even though it was available, saying, no, black and white's just fine. You kids don't need...
It wasn't that. We couldn't afford it. We held for a long time. We couldn't afford it.
Okay. Do you normally refer to it as TV or television?
TV.
I want to ask about some types of clothing. If you do know this, that people might have worn on ranches, were there different kinds of outdoor coats for winter and summer, even at the mine?
Yes.
Any special names for those?
Overcoats or heavy coats? No, I can't think of anything unusual now.
Okay, that's fine.
I got some in my closet, though, that I used to wear back in New Jersey to shovel the snow.
You really need coats back there. Here, I don't think there's a variety.
No.
Did men ever use something to wipe the sweat off their brow?
Handkerchiefs. Mm-hmm. Or kerchief.
How about bandana? Is that...
And same thing.
Okay. Was there something that people wore over their clothes for work?
Overhauls, yes. I wore a lot of overhauls. I worked for the Santa Fe Railroad in San Bernardino.
Right.
Handled hot rivets and got inside of boxcars and inside of tank cars.
Sometimes you hear people call them coveralls.
No, I didn't wear coveralls. That's two different things entirely. Coverall is buttons you up the front like a suit, and overalls are bibs.
Bibs. So the coveralls are like a jumper.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Like a spacesuit jumper.
That's right.
Okay.
Only it was in the same kind of material as overalls. It was the same.
Cotton duck kind of cloth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never had any of those, any coveralls. The mechanics usually wore those.
Because they can get grease head to toe.
Underneath cars and things that way.
Right. What kind of shoes were worn on a ranch?
Heavy shoes, I guess. I never was on a ranch much.
No, obviously some of these have nothing to do with your life. Can you think of a cloth that work shirts were made of?
Denim.
How about kinds of pants?
Denim. Corduroy.
How about other words for denim pants? What did you commonly call them?